The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 9/15/11. I think I'll just abbreviate that from here on out. Ricky Perry in the HPV vaccine. Now, politicians will go after each other, even though they're part of the same party, because they're vying for the highest corporate seat in America, and that's being President of the United States. And if you don't know that the United States is a corporation, well, then you've missed a lot. So Michelle Bachmann comes out and talks about Rick Perry, the Gardasil deal, how he's involved in that. And the End of the American Dream wrote a doggone good article about Ricky Perry in the HPV vaccine. And they write that this is literally a battle for the very soul of the Republican Party. Right now, Rick Perry is parading around the country talking about how conservative he is. But would a real conservative attempt to forcibly vaccinate 12-year-old girls for a sexually transmitted disease? Oh, by the way, the company, Merck, that makes Gardasil is recommending that 9-year-old girls take Gardasil to prevent cervical cancer, to prevent other sexually transmitted diseases. Really? If you've got a 9-year-old girl that's involved in sexual activity, you got a bigger problem. If Rick Perry really wants government to be as inconsequential in our lives as possible, then why did he issue an executive order that mandated that 12-year-old girls in the state of Texas be injected with a highly controversial vaccine? And we're going to demonstrate to you today, ladies and gentlemen, how controversial that vaccine really is. Now, Rick Perry did not even consult the Texas legislature, and he spat right in the face of the parental rights when he did this. Now, conservatives in the United States love to talk about how much they love individual liberty and about how much they love parental rights, but they keep supporting candidates that are trampling on our liberties and our freedoms, forcing young girls to be injected with a highly controversial government-mandated STD vaccine is something we would expect Barack Obama to do, or somebody else, but not Republicans, would they? Rick Perry keeps saying that he wishes he would have done it differently. But you will notice he's not saying he was wrong for trying to do it at all. The really sad thing is that you have all kinds of conservative Republicans, evangelical Christians, even Tea Party activists running around defending Rick Perry on the HPV vaccine issue. All of those people should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Now, we're going to dive in deep on this thing because we got another Texan trying to get to the White House, somebody that should only have a pass key to the outhouse. We shall be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So the question should be, why in the world should we be injecting preteen girls with highly controversial vaccines that are supposed to protect them against the consequences of unsafe sex in the first place? If Bill Clinton had tried to pull such a stunt, social conservatives, then they would have been falling over themselves to get to that issue. But because the conservative media has told them that they're supposed to worship Rick Perry, they are giving him a free pass. It says a lot about the Republican Party today that Slick Rick is currently leading in the polls. Look, you can support Rick Perry if you want, but if you do, don't even try to pretend that you're a conservative anymore. Rick Perry has a long track record of doing things that Tea Party activists out there should abhor. Perry has dramatically increased government spending in Texas. The size of the debt in Texas and the size of government in Texas. Perry is incredibly soft on illegal immigration, and he was a leading man in the charge to develop the Trans-Texas Corridor, which would have been part of the planned NAFTA superhighway system. And let me remind you folks out there, that is not a dead issue. We have the foreign trade zones, 258 of them, and I'm going to keep repeating this until I drill it into your heads, 258 foreign trade zones, all earmarked for the red Chinese to come into the country to do business. And a lot of it here in Texas. And you will see the issue of the Trans-Texas Corridor rear its ugly head again. Only it'll be with a different governor I'm sure, here in Texas. But they're going to build the infrastructure around it, so it is going to demand that we have that Trans-Texas Corridor. You see the way this is working? They've not stopped. Well, if you cast a single vote for Ricky Perry, you might as well tattoo Rhino on your forehead. Republican in name only. As I asked a Republican Party leader in Missouri several months ago, that I reminded her that you seem to have a hard time identifying what the Republican Party is, why don't you go back and read the first Republican platform that looked like it was penned by maybe Jefferson or maybe Washington himself? Well, you see, they can't do that because they're tied up in business interest. And the interest is to make money. Anything else be damned. We're just going to make money. So we have, what do we have on the other side of the aisle? Well, people that just want to come to your rescue in all phases of your life to set up what one might aptly describe, and correctly so, as to be a socialistic society where the government is there for the nanny needs of just about everybody. Now, Perry continues to lie about his financial connections to Merck, and this supposed conservative media is letting him get away with it. Fortunately, some in the liberal media, isn't it funny that we have conservative and liberal media, but neither one of them can get to the truth of things without getting in their own agenda, getting in the own way, their own way of their own agenda. But Merck is the manufacturer of this HPV vaccine, Gardasil. In 2005, Merck hired Rick Perry, former chief of staff Mike Toomey, as a lobbyist. Toomey, of course, did his job, went to work on his former boss, and on February 2nd of 2007, Perry issued his infamous executive order. Now, Perry knew there was no way that this mandate was going to get through the Texas legislature, so he tried to sneak it through the back door. It was a little slimy and somewhat underhanded. That is most assuredly true. If it had been successful, Merck would have made millions off of this. Now, fortunately, there was a massive public uproar, and the executive order was overturned by the Texas legislature. It is being reported that Merck paid Toomey as much as $535,000 to promote Gardasil between 2005 and 2010. So what's Mr. Toomey doing now? Well, he's the head of the Pro-Perry Super PAC. The PAC is called Make Us Great Again. And it can raise unlimited amounts of money for the Rick Perry campaign. So how much money did Merck actually give to Rick Perry? The following is what Rick Perry said about this during the recent Republican debate, according to the Washington Post. It was $5,000 contribution. I'm quoting Mr. Perry. It was a $5,000 contribution that I had received from them. I raise about $30 million, and if you're saying I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended. Of course, Mr. Perry is not going to go that cheap. Well, this is not exactly true, Mr. Perry. It turns out that Merck gave Rick Perry a lot more money than that. Brent Badowski, writer of The Hill, said it this way. Rick Perry asked during the debate whether he could be bought for only $5,000 when it appears Perry had received almost $30,000 from the company for his gubernatorial campaigns. Trust me, no politician forgets anybody who donated $30,000. Now, it appears that the company and its subsidiaries have donated almost $400,000 to the Republican Governors Association since 2006. When Perry first became active in the association, according to the Washington Post. It is inconceivable that Perry was not involved in soliciting some of that money, a subject journalists are investigating as you read these words. They may be investigating it, but the story will probably never hit the airwaves. Why? Because Perry's been handpicked to be president of the United States. Now, if it seems to you that something doesn't smell right here, you'd be right on target. It turns out that Merck has been funneling huge amounts of money into the Republican Governors Association and huge amounts of money that have been funneled out of that organization to guess who? Ricky Perry. You don't believe it? Well, recent article in the Washington Post, and I'm quoting it, Merck and its subsidiaries have also given more than $380,000 to the Republican Governors Association since 2006, the year that Perry began to play a prominent role in the Washington-based group, according to data from the Center for Responsive Politics. Perry served as the chairman of the RGA, and that being the Republican Governors Association, the RGA, in 2008 and again this year. Until he decided to run for president, the group ranks among the governor's biggest donors, giving the campaign at least $4 million over the past 5 years, according to the Texans for Public Justice, a watchdog group. Now, yes, obviously Rick Perry would have not gotten the entire $380,000 from Merck, but the truth is that Rick Perry has gotten a whole lot more from Merck than just that $5,000 he's claiming. Now, this is crony capitalism at its finest. Merck knows that it will make much larger profits if state governments force the children to take the vaccines that they produce. Merck is not shoveling all this money into the pockets of politicians like Perry because they feel like being generous. The reality is they want something in return. Now, sadly, in this situation, all the corruption is actually hurting people. Now, I'm going to play you a CBS clip here. They wanted to know if HPV vaccines are actually safe. Here is the report.
There are questions being asked about the vaccine known as Gardasil. About 8 million American girls have gotten the vaccine, which prevents cervical cancer. But is it safe? Here's Cheryl Atkinson.
The hope is that Gardasil will prove to be a lifesaver, preventing deadly cervical cancer. But today, Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects. Jamie Venice passed out and had a seizure after her Gardasil shot.
After my seizure, I remember I didn't want to go to bed because I thought that I wasn't going to be able to wake up.
She was lucky compared to Amanda Ratner. She came down with an illness so excruciating she had to take morphine. Her parents, both doctors, blame Gardasil.
She's gone from the position of being a competitive varsity lacrosse player in high school to somebody who's chronically ill.
Gardasil was approved in 2006 for girls as young as age 9. The conservative-funded public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained more than 8,000 adverse events reports under Freedom of Information law. The reports reveal everything from massive wart outbreaks to seizures and paralysis. Of 18 deaths, nearly a quarter cited blood clots. Jessica Vega got the shot at school when she was 13. Soon after, she was paralyzed. It took a year of braces and treatment to get her on her feet. Brittany Bell was 12. She collapsed with brain inflammation and paralysis. 14-year-old Jenny developed life-threatening paralysis that's resistant to treatment. Merck and the CDC say Gardasil is safe and effective, and that they've not found a link to any deaths. They also say illnesses reported after vaccinations may not have been caused by the shot, and that Gardasil appears safer than most vaccines with half the average reported serious adverse events.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC says it will continue to evaluate the data, while some families are evaluating whether their loved ones should have the vaccine at all. Cheryl Atkinson, CBS News, Washington.
Who's evaluating the evaluators? The only thing I'm seeing here is Merck saying, and the United States government, Food and Drug Administration, saying that, we don't see any problem here. What they don't see is a problem with a corporation making money off of vaccines. Where the real question should be, are these vaccinations even necessary? As I said earlier, if you've got a 9-year-old girl that's sexually active, you got a bigger problem than considering Gardasil or not considering Gardasil. We'll take this break. More on this subject when we get back. I'm going to play a clip for you from Jenny Thompson, and she is the director of Health Sciences Institute. If you really want your kid injected with this stuff after you hear this, your mind is already gone.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I lost track of the old atomic clock on the wall, so what I'm going to play you here, I'm going to play you the Jenny Thompson. That's a longer piece, and I want to get it in. I wanted to get it in during this segment, but let me play you this instead. And this is Emily Tarso. And her daughter is a victim of the Gardasil.
She had gotten the Gardasil shot on June 3rd, and her dad had taken her. And a few days later, she was telling me, I said, "Mom, I feel really tired." And she also said, "I feel like dizzy when I stand up." She had never complained of anything like that before. Well, I guess complained being tired before, but I didn't think anything of it at the time. And it was not until some time later that I realized that that had significance. The way I came to find out about the Gardasil was while we were having dinner together, my sister and her dad and I, and Richard said, "You know, a friend of mine heard something about Gardasil and that it's been associated with some deaths." And my sister and I we dropped our forks. It was like, "Oh my God. And could that be?" I went on VAERS. I had some contact with various agencies like Judicial Watch and NVIC, and I learned that you could get information about other reported cases. So I got copies of those things, and I began to see that there were other deaths, and some of them were like Chris's, where the cause of death was unknown, and these were healthy girls, and death was sudden. And I thought, you know, we have to find a way to get in touch with each other. Really, Chris was indifferent to it, really. And it was sort of like I said, well, maybe you should do it. She was 21, and, you know, you're supposed to have it before you might have any exposure to HPV viruses. And so we thought, well, okay, maybe you should do it now as opposed to later. And it's safe. So we had no idea that there were any possibility of adverse events. We didn't even know about dizziness and fatigue, let alone death or illness or paralysis or seizures or any of the other things that have been reported, which is why those of us whose daughters have experienced this want people to know. We want them to know what we didn't know.
Now, when you think about how can news agencies, Manny, there's a hum in that. Thank you. How can these news agencies supposedly report the news honestly when their own news corporations are taking money from the drug manufacturers? Do you not think that that might be viewed as being counterproductive to the people that are spending millions of dollars on ad campaigns? Now, the question should be framed about these vaccinations across the board. Because a drug company develops something, gets it approved by the Food and Drug Administration, they only take the company's findings and studies, and then they run with it. And ignoring any other studies, forget long-term studies, folks. That's not in the cards. We're here for the fast buck. We got a great product. You need to have it approved. These people need to be injected with it. That's the thinking. We can't hold up the commerce. This is business. There's a lot of people depending on this money. There's jobs at stake. You know, we're not talking about making vaccines to shoot into animals. We're talking about vaccinations that are killing your children and people taking it on faith. And woe unto you without doing your research. And I am amazed that these drug companies can bring these vaccinations to market, set it up, business deals are made, the shots start getting injected into your kids, and you're not even asking right out of the box, is this necessary and is it safe? Who you been listening to? The people that come up with these fixed studies? The people that are bringing the drugs to market, the people that stand to make millions and billions of dollars off of this stuff. And it's hard to place blame here. Well, it's hard to place the blame where it really belongs. Does it belong with the drug manufacturers and the flim-flam studies that they do, the Food and Drug Administration, rubber stamping this stuff? It's there, it's happening. How much of a part are the parents to play in researching this stuff before they line up their kids for this toxic crap that they're injecting into them? Questions that need to be answered.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So, Jenny Thompson, director of the Health Sciences Institute, this is... And listen carefully to this, because here's a woman that knows. She gave this presentation. Well, you listen to it for yourself and judge for yourself.
She loves singing along to Hannah Montana. She has her first crush on that cute boy, the one that sits next to her in her math class. A day in the life of a 9-year-old girl in America. Now imagine that 9-year-old girl is your daughter, and that her pediatrician wants you to get her a vaccine to protect her against syphilis. Today, at least for right now, you'd have a choice, but maybe not for long. My name is Jenny Thompson, and I'm the director of the Health Sciences Institute. This morning, I want to talk to you about an urgent threat to your daughter's health. It's not a syphilis vaccine, but it may as well be. The danger I want to talk to you about today is the so-called cervical cancer vaccine, Gardasil. Gardasil is everywhere. It's been the lead story on every major news network, and the commercials are flooding the airwaves. And if Merck has anything to say about it, you will not have a choice whether or not to get your daughter that Gardasil vaccine. That's right. Thanks to Merck's lobbying efforts, at least 24 states and the District of Columbia introduced legislation to mandate this vaccine for girls to be allowed to go to school. Think about that for a second. I can understand requiring vaccines to avoid epidemics. In some cases, that just has to be done for the greater good. But in what world does Gardasil qualify under these guidelines? In a world of politics and of greed. Fortunately, parents in several states got up in arms, and they've been able to overturn the legislation requiring Gardasil for their daughters. In other states, legislation has been withdrawn or tabled indefinitely. So today, at least for right now, girls in the land of the free and the home of the brave are still allowed to go to school without being forcibly injected with an STD vaccine. That's right, I said STD. In most cases, cervical cancer is the result of a sexually transmitted disease, specifically HPV. We react to it differently because we hear the word cancer. But think about this. Would you get your 9-year-old daughter a syphilis vaccine? Then you probably won't want to get her the Gardasil vaccine either. And that is a very good thing. Because while Merck's commercials would have you believe that the only side effect to Gardasil is an urge to jump rope and to sing, nothing could be further from the truth. Let me take a minute to go over the minor side effects associated with Gardasil. And it's important for you to know that Merck actually is recommending that we start vaccinating girls at 9 years old. This is the quick list from Merck's own website, and it reads, quote, the side effects include pain, swelling, itching, bruising, and redness at the injection site, headache, fever, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, and fainting, end quote. 9-year-old girls. And according to the FDA's adverse events reports and the Centers for Disease Control, the effects don't stop there. One report showed 11,916 adverse events, and another report showed 580 severe reactions to the vaccine. Those severe reactions include seizures, convulsions, paralysis, Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, anaphylactic shock, and comas. How could anyone even suggest you give your daughter this vaccine, let alone force you to do it? In one terrifying case, a 14-year-old girl received her Gardasil shot. She took 6 steps, and she collapsed into unconsciousness. She began to foam at the mouth until she finally came out of it about a minute later. But 32 other girls, they weren't so lucky. So far, 32 girls and young women, daughters, sisters, friends, have died after getting the Gardasil vaccine. A 20-year-old woman with no negative medical history died suddenly 4 days after her Gardasil shot. 7 others died within 2 days of theirs. And in one shocking instance, one woman died of a blood clot, which is the most common diagnosis in Gardasil-related deaths. She died just 3 hours after getting her shot. These are girls and young women dying after receiving a shot that is supposed to protect them from dying. And I know something about dying from cervical cancer, or rather about not dying from it. You see, I had cervical cancer and a very aggressive form of it. When I was just 25 years old, my doctor looked across his desk at me, looked me in the eye, and said, Jenny, 4 weeks from today, I will not be able to save your life. And despite that, if the vaccine had been an option for me, knowing what I know today, I would have refused to take it. I've already told you about the shocking side effects, but my reasons don't stop there. Let's say for a moment that you could ignore the list of side effects. I mean, after all, this could protect you or your daughter from cancer, right? Not exactly. There are 18 strains of HPV, yet Gardasil protects against only 4 of them. And if a girl or woman already has any of those 18 strains, the vaccine provides absolutely zero protection against any of them at all. In addition, there's no way of knowing how long the vaccine lasts. Right now, they think it could last at least 5 years. But what that would mean is a 12-year-old girl who gets the shot today could essentially lose the protection when she needs it the most. Of course, we don't know for sure because no long-term studies have been done on its effectiveness or on its safety. Let's be realistic. The girls getting the vaccine today, they are the guinea pigs. They are the long-term trial. Plus, Gardasil has a unique side effect we don't have to worry about in most other vaccines, a false sense of security. Not long ago, my sister was at school with her young son, and she heard 2 teenage girls talking. And one actually said to the other, my mom just got me that safe sex vaccine. The risk that a young girl would believe she can have unprotected sex could lead to higher rates of HPV and cervical cancer and of other sexually transmitted diseases and, of course, pregnancy. Considering the limited amount of protection that Gardasil actually provides, that false sense of security might be the scariest side effect of all. Except that it isn't. It's not even close. Fainting, dizziness, vomiting, seizures, convulsions, comas, death. These are the risks you don't hear in the songs and you don't see on the faces of the pretty young girls in the commercials. But they are very, very real. And there is no reason that one more girl should have to risk them. We know that with proper education, screening, and treatment, cervical cancer can be beaten. I am living proof of that. Since the introduction of regular pap smears, cases of cervical cancer have dropped 75% in this country. So let me make a bold statement. With proper screening and treatment, cervical cancer might never kill another woman in America. It's just too bad we can't say the same thing about the cervical cancer vaccine. There's so much more about cervical cancer and about Gardasil that I haven't had time to cover here today. If you want to receive updates on Gardasil and on Merck's lobbying efforts in your state, as well as other urgent health information, please sign up for our free e-alert service on the HSI website. And again, thank you.
Now, folks, you can go up to YouTube and just punch in Gardasil, G-A-R-D-A-S-I-L. And there are horrifying stories that we do not have the time to relate to you on this program today. But they are there. Take advantage of the information that people are gleaning. They're not being reported by the mainstream media because obviously there's a little conflict of interest there. Not only in the money-making machine of the drug corporations, twisting the arms of politicians by way, oh, that's right, of their little groups that go in and lobby. Just ask Mr. Perry about it. You know, isn't it funny that they're going after Perry on this issue and they're not going after him on the Trans-Texas Corridor or his dealings with the Red Chinese? He's a Bilderberger and they're not going to touch it. And, you know, we have all the time the drug companies going to the World Health Organization. Remember the hepatitis B vaccine that was been approved for all U.S. infants at birth? Well, you know what they tried to tell us? That, look, there's a series of vaccines. There's a whole litany of vaccinations we've got to give your newborn. Really? Why? For the profits of the drug company? Or is it actually for the safety of your child? This is how it's being pushed. And it's becoming blatantly clear to everybody. This is a mad dash for the cash. Remember H1N1? Remember the bird flu? World Health Organization came out and said, well, we're going to have a worldwide epidemic. Millions are going to die. They were equating it to the bubonic plague, for gosh sakes. Did it happen? No, it didn't. The hepatitis B vaccine, let me digress here, has been approved for all U.S. infants at birth. But is it really safe? Been tied to sudden infant death syndrome. Remember SIDS? This hepatitis B vaccine has been touted for being a preventative vaccination. The amount of complications associated with a hep B vaccine are quite shocking. In fact, a number of peer-reviewed studies have found a relationship between the hep B vaccination and, as I said, the infant deaths both in the U.S. and in Europe, with links to sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, multiple sclerosis, and numerous chronic autoimmune disorders. Some doctors are speaking out against the dangers of the Hep B vaccine. But why not an agency of the United States government? Oh, they're in the business of making the millions and billions for the drug companies. And who are you? You're the guinea pigs. The debate over the dangers of the Hep B vaccine may be, in fact, over, according to a court case reported on Child Health Safety. In a case in which the court ruled in favor of the plaintiff, who had developed systematic lupus disease as a result of receiving the Hep B vaccine. The U.S. government was forced to admit that the vaccine led to the development of the disease itself. While the plaintiff was decreased at the time the decision was made. It was a landmark case for the fight to uncover the truth regarding the Hep B injections. The United States Court of Federal Claims document explains, and I'm quoting out of it, Tambra Harris filed a petition for compensation alleging that she suffered certain injuries as a result of receiving a vaccination. Among the injuries, the petitioner alleged that she had suffered as a result of receiving the Hep B vaccination was systemic lupus, or SLE. A lump sum of $475,000 in the form of a check payable to the petitioner as the administrative or the administrative of the estate of Tambra Harris. Now, Dr. Jane Orion of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons testified to Congress regarding the severe health dangers associated with a Hep B inoculation, stating, for most children, the risk of serious vaccine reaction may be 100 times greater than the risk of the Hep B itself. With a little research into the transmission of Hep B, government-backed infant Hep B shots seem even more unnecessarily risky. Hep B is a viral infection that mainly targets the liver, and it is spread through direct contact with body fluids, particularly blood and semen. Hep B is mostly transmitted through lifestyle choices such as unprotected sex or intravenous drug use involving sharing needles. These are not conditions that pertain to newborn babies or perhaps the majority of people. Due to the strange decision to vaccinate newborn babies with Hep B shots and a number of other factors, people have been questioning the safety and effectiveness of the Hep B vaccination for years. The National Vaccine Information Center reported in the 90s after the government began promoting the use of these vaccinations. And I'm quoting their material. In increasing numbers, parents across the country are contacting the National Vaccine Information Center to report opposition to regulations being enacted by state health department officials that legally require children to be injected with 3 doses of the Hep B vaccine before being allowed to attend daycare, kindergarten, or elementary school, high school, or college. Simultaneously, as more schools and employers bow to pressure from government health officials and require individuals to show proof that they've been injected with a Hep B virus vaccine before being allowed to get an education or even a job. Reports of serious health problems following Hep B vaccinations among children and adults are multiplying all the time. For a preventative measure, the Hep B vaccination sure does seem to carry a number of extreme risks due to the immune system that is not yet fully developed. Newborn babies are particularly susceptible to toxic substances, making the already risky Hep B vaccine even more of a hazard. And again, folks, the question I posed earlier, should we be on guard for everything? Who's watching? Who's guarding the guardians? Who's watching what they're doing? A lot of money involved in this, folks. Tons and tons and tons of money. But to be mandating that your children receive these vaccinations because some public official, health official says so, how much have they been paid? How much was Ricky Perry really paid? This goes much, much deeper. We're talking about our own children here. We're talking about your child. It's a sad, sad situation that is, I don't see any actions in the future that are going to prevent these things from continuing to happen. Money in politics politics and money. They go hand in hand. But now they're targeting your children. Now they're telling you, you either take these vaccinations, give it to your kids, have your children injected, or we're going to start declining services that you've already paid for. Oh, and I failed to mention that in a lot of these cases, people are being told, well, you can get a religious exemption. Why do I need a religious exemption to stop the state from mandating I get my kid injected with these toxins? Why? Because the person that got paid the most is there to tell you that it's for your own good. Really? I don't think I need a religious exemption for that. I think I need a vaccination to guard against these people that are trying to vaccinate me. Somebody that comes up with that one is going to be a billionaire. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band.
Let's go to the phones here. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
And I can understand now why, after your great expose here of Mr. Perry on the Gardasil issue alone, why Rush Limbaugh wants to move on to the illegal alien in-state tuition deal. Sure. Perry. He doesn't want to dwell on this Gardasil. There's a lot there, as you're pointing out today, and on the RBN site. I had a couple observations. I was actually calling in the first hour concerning Perry, And when you look at the fact that there's, John, do you see what I see here? There's a voiceover I'm hearing every time Dr. Paul, like he did in his ad and then in the debate, exposed Perry on the Gardasil issue. He's the one that brought it up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now we're hearing from Michelle Bachmann
right.
getting the microphone for 10 minutes there to yak about it
mm-hmm.
when he exposed it.
Right.
Just like we're hearing as Wolf Blitzer the other night in South Carolina asked all the candidates except Ron Paul about the Federal Reserve, can you believe? And so when you take this together, this is a multi-strategy against Dr. Paul. And one last thing, and I appreciate you keeping the focus on this bullying at the podium by Rick Perry. I have a question. I wonder if he'd have done that had instead of Ron Paul, that then Jesse Ventura. You know what I'm saying? I can see now why maybe Huckabee had Chuck Norris standing by there a few years ago. Maybe there's something to that philosophy. But anyway, it's Perry. I think why he gets Ron Paul's under his skin is because he's there fulfilling a role here, and Dr. Paul is serious about the Constitution on these matters.
Sure. And,
yeah.
And I would make a suggestion, Ed, for those people that consider themselves to be conservative Republicans, the ones that voted for Daddy Bush and Junior Bush and are getting ready to vote for Rick Perry. You know, I mean, here we go again
mm-hmm.
with a dumbed-down public that are
right.
sitting there listening to campaign speeches. And they're going to vote on what they hear out of these candidates' mouths rather than doing their own research. And I would make one further point here, Ed, to all those people that consider themselves to be Republicans. Yeah, how's that been working out for you? Not real well. You know what? Just for the heck of it, go ahead and vote for Ron Paul. Just go ahead and do it, because you're going to be wasting a vote voting for Mitt Romney. He's one of the club. Rick Perry, it doesn't matter. Michelle Bachmann as well. They walked in, hijacked the Tea Party in the hopes to give themselves some legitimacy. And the Tea Party, the originators of the Tea Party, are all up in arms about that. So I say to you Republicans out there that might have considered voting for Romney or Rick Perry, this is not throwing away a vote. It's a crapshoot here, folks. The country's going down in flames. So it's not going to hurt you to vote for a 76-year-old libertarian that holds the Republic and the Constitution in high regard. And you're starting to see the political shenanigans at Ron Paul's expense. Really, it is, Ed, at the expense of all of us here. Because here's,
it sure is,
yeah,
John. Here, and one last little thought on this.
Yeah.
I don't have the same good feelings, though, about his son, Rand Paul. It should be noted that he was quick to go on Hannity the day after that push around by Mr. Perry and say, oh, it wasn't as bad as it looked. It wasn't that bad of a thing.
Yeah.
He told that to Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
Mr. Rand Paul did.
Yeah.
And I have a private thought on that. I'd like to email or share with you sometime to
okay.
get your feedback concerning
go ahead,
that man.
Go ahead and shoot it over. Okay,
thanks,
Ed,
a lot.
Thanks for your call. I'm out of time here. Sorry, folks. I would have loved to have taken your calls, but I don't have a clock slowdown mechanism here. If you try to hold back the hands of time, the only thing it's going to do is rip your arms out. All right. Thank you all for being here today. Appreciate you being here. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues.